615, 100.7 WHUD, Tuesday morning, Mike and Casey.
Well, former NFL player Eddie Jackson is now a chef and a staple on the Food Network, but he still has his roots in football. And what's his favorite team in the playoffs?
This year is very tricky. We have some teams that got in at the very last minute. I'm a 49ers fan. If you can see my shirt right now, it's 49er red. Well, good luck. And they got into the playoffs just by luck. So I'm hoping that they make it, get back to glory like the old days. Well, that's what I'm hoping to see, the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
All right. Good luck. Good luck. I hope your shirt does the trick. Now, you know, from football to food, what other projects are you working on?
Well, you know, I have about six shows that I do with Food Network. This past year, you know, I had Barbecue Brawl that I did with Bobby Flay, Christmas Cookie Challenge that I co-host with Reed Drummond. I have Yum and Yummer, another show that I do myself that I host on the Cooking Channel. So Food Network keeps me busy. I've been with them for about 6 years. It's a beautiful partnership, and I'm enjoying myself.
And, you know, you're very good at it. My wife, she thinks the world of you. When I told her I was going to talk to you, she says, oh, I love him, and tell him I don't understand how he stays so fit when he's eating all these sweet treats.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is I'm actually a personal trainer as well. And for years I owned a gym back in Houston. You know, I'm very active. I work out daily, and I'm constantly teaching people how to eat, what to eat, and when to eat. It's all about portions.
Beautiful. I love your life. I mean, you do a little bit of everything.
Well, I try to do a little bit of everything. I'm only on this place for a little bit of time, so why not make the most of it?
Make the most of it, absolutely.
Yes, he's eating the sweets and then he's working out. I wish they would invent another way.
Eddie Jackson from the Food Network. He's going to join us again at 8:15 with more about his current career and some suggestions for game day food.